This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To a river, derailment. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Welcome to the show. If you're here for the first time, well, thanks for finding us. And you know how we roll otherwise if you've been with us for a while. Coming up, an iconic trash talker dies. Who is that? Find out. Plus, we'll talk to a man named Wilbur Shapiro, who I think is such a wise owl. And he's talking about a condition in a book that he's written that affects more people than you know. And we've got another great author for you, too, at the tail end of the show, Suzanne Scheidecker-Cook. So let's start with the train derailment. These two cars, boom, into these two train cars, boom, into the river. Because of this derailment, where did it happen? Along the Mississippi River in southwest Wisconsin. The two cars falling now are the latest in a series of crazy rail accidents that are certainly bringing a lot of scrutiny onto the industry. And we're talking about this time BNSF railway cars were involved in this mishap between DeSoto and Ferryville. That's about, that's there. No, just close to that weird borderline of where the Mississippi River is and where Wisconsin is. So the two cars didn't have hazardous materials. Some of the containers that derailed on shore had paint and lithium ion batteries, and this boom was being placed in the, a boom was being placed in the impacted area. So it's not the risk to the river or the community. It's not a big concern there. It happened about 2:15 in the afternoon. Nobody needed medical attention, so that's the good part there. And, you know, most of these derailments we talk about, a lot of them have had some serious environmental concerns. And especially the big one, East Palestine, Ohio, the spewed toxic chemicals in the air, all of that, and the flammable ethanol in the Minnesota town of Raymond that happened March 30th. I just am thinking, wow, you see, we know these trains are so huge, and you look at the mangled wreck of the trains, and you look at it, and you just think, wow. I mean, here FEMA, they started to coordinate with BNSF, FEMA, and the Wisconsin Emergency Management, and you know, anyone who's who there. Department of Transportation, of course, right? And they're trying to find out. I mean, this is the question. What happened? How did this happen? Aren't we talking about safety? And, it's scary when you think about how much I like trains, and I think of my whole life, really, I've lived near trains, that soothing sound of, like, the train going by, and it makes you wonder about what's going on with, you know, deteriorating tracks, exhausted engineers, ridiculous demands of time, not enough time off. You know, all of those are things that certainly have been raised in the past. So keep an eye on this one because this just gets added onto the pile. Luckily, nothing that's environmentally hazardous and causing problems for anyone that might be near the area. You know, thank goodness for that, really, because this is not what we've seen lately. It's been the opposite. For anybody who is in the Gulf region from southern Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle, tornadoes started to pop up, so it halted SpaceX's launch. There's great fruit-sized hail in parts of Florida. Even Texas got some of this, especially near the Panhandle, near Tallahassee on Thursday afternoon. They got some really severe weather. So you had structures damaged, trees knocked down, but no injuries that were reported. None of that. That's good. The tornado circulations is what's scary to me, because they tell everybody to take cover, and a wall of water coming at you, hail coming at you, is one thing. Like, I saw some of this outrageous, like, crazy hail in Palmdale, Florida. But tornadoes, that's an added element. So some serious weather slammed into a couple of areas of Florida. Lightning and, like I said, the hail was bad. The downpours, the strong line of thunderstorms. Not that it's something new, you know. And there was that risk that was put out there, like, to watch out, especially Gulf of Mexico, that there was the risk that was going to go from southern Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle. So New Orleans, you know this, Baton Rouge, Mobile, Alabama, you get that heightened risk deal. And you felt the weather. You had some weather, and we had some crazy video of what almost looked like, because it came down so hard, snow. You know, it was almost like snow because of how much was poured on in some areas of the country. All right, I'd be remiss not to mention this at the top. Of course, it's the NFL's biggest day, or one of them anyway. It's not the Super Bowl, but it's the NFL draft. People love for this stuff, coming up with mock drafts, who goes first, what does that mean. And, of course, the Panthers traded up, moved, did what they had to do. They picked up Bryce Young, the quarterback from Alabama, and he's got talent. He's an outlier, some would say, but let's see when they make the leap to the pros, any of these players, including C.J. Stroud, the quarterback from Ohio State. I like him a lot. He went to the Texans. Boy, they need somebody steady there. Will Anderson Jr., he is chosen by the Texans. That makes sense if you look at what he's able to bring to the party. The Colts, Anthony Richardson, quarterback from Florida. The Florida Gators, he ended up getting that spot. That's a big move. Seahawks, Devin Witherspoon, the corner from Illinois. And the list goes on and on and on and on. Really interesting to see who moved and who got spots, moved up a spot to get the right fit. Like, the Eagles got Jalen Carter, defensive tackle from Georgia. Perfect move. Has some kind of off-field issues, but makes sense for them, and they weren't the only ones that made, you know, good moves. And it didn't have to just be a quarterback. Like the Commanders, they got Emmanuel Forbes, the corner from Mississippi State, and he is an elite, as he's been described, cover player. All right, so that was the draft, and like I said, the list goes on and on and on. But you don't know. They are rated in different areas, but the size, the speed, the strength of the team they're being plugged into, their determination to understand the playbook, to understand the players they're playing with, all of that is just a guessing game. No guessing when it comes to the king of trash TV. We're talking about it next.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Dennis. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Countless opinions about this man's role in the decline of culture, some say civilization. Topics like trick or cheaters confront this dominatrix and lesbians come clean. That was one of his shows. Jerry Springer is who I'm talking about. At the age of 79, he has died after a battle with pancreatic cancer. He's a guy who was a former politician. He was a Cincinnati mayor and, of course, known for the longtime TV tabloid talk show that was all about those crazy, insane arguments, wild chairs that were thrown across rooms and in people's faces, you know, those wild throwdowns, a lot of physical confrontation. Here is typically what you would hear on a Springer show.
Well, I've been with my girlfriend for almost 3 years, but we've been broken up for 2 months. We still live together. We still have sex and everything like that.
What
the reason
that mean?
Why we broke up is because she's been cheating on me, so I'm here today to see if we... So today I'm here to see if she will stop, if we can make it officially, because I really do love her. The biggest problem of all is this kid, Manny. Today is the day where I want you to ring that bell and I show him who the man is. And I'm like,
yeah, that's what you heard. Actor Marlon Wayans, who once appeared on that show, believe it or not, with his brother Sean. Do you remember that one? Look it up. It was really kind of that pop culture phenomenon in the 90s. he went to Twitter, and really Facebook is where I saw it. He went to Facebook and he said, "So glad we got to do this classic episode with you in Chicago," and it included a clip from the show. And he said, "Rest well, buddy. We will be chanting Jerry, Jerry, Jerry," referencing the iconic chant heard by audiences of Springer's show over the course of its run. And I told this story in the first hour. I met Jerry Springer at a talkers convention in New York, just a small gathering of people who are actually talk show hosts and people who produce talk shows, and others just in the business. And it was interesting. He was very different in a sense. He was real and he was authentic. I think he was himself, but he was talking about freedom and, you know, First Amendment rights, and talking about escaping the Holocaust with his family and what it meant to be an American and what it meant to be a little boy and see the Statue of Liberty. He was with his mom and on a ship coming into New York and headed to Ellis Island. It was not what I expected, actually, when I saw him and when I had a brief conversation with him. All right. So we go from Jerry Springer to, I feel like, and I mentioned this story too in a previous hour, but it's so worth bringing up again. The seventh grader steering a bus to safety after the bus driver passes out. It happened in Michigan. Here's what I love about this kid, Dylan Reeves, because I've been reading more about him, the 13-year-old. He's quiet. He doesn't want attention. And even now, he doesn't want the attention. He was on the school bus with everybody else. And he goes to this Carter Middle School. And it's very close to Detroit. It's 20 miles outside of downtown Detroit. The bus driver passes out. He realizes what happens. He gets up right away, grabs the wheel, and stops the bus. He saw that he had passed out. So, and he's telling people, call 911. He's yelling, call 911. He clutched the brake and he tried to steer the bus to a complete stop. I mean, just right away he does that. Wow. Think about buses and how, to me, they're like tipsy-topsy. I mean, I've seen buses flip over. And, of course, there's other cars. It was a very busy area where they were going. They were in a place just outside of Detroit. And he jumps up right away and does that. So, of course, the school is investigating what happened. The bus driver is still in the hospital, apparently. But was the driver under the influence? They don't think that was the case at all, but it's just what they would have to do anyway. And already he's being recognized for his bravery, and he's shy and doesn't really want that acknowledgement, but good for him for doing that. Good for him for jumping up immediately and making that happen. I mean, even his parents requested that he not be interviewed because he's overwhelmed by all the praise that he's getting. So the school board there is going to host a presentation in the next couple of days, I guess. But good for him. So he doesn't want the accolades, doesn't want the spotlight. He just did what he had to do to help himself and to help everybody else that was his fellow students that were on that bus. All right, we've talked about this, we knew this was coming, the big melt, but California is getting ready for floods because you got a heat wave that is coming on in California. So the colossal, incredible amount of snow in that state, in the mountains, from this wild winter is starting to melt. And now with the heat wave, that is absolutely reigniting flooding concerns. And they're warning about it. They're talking about flows on a lot of rivers, draining in the central and south Sierra is going to double or triple. and that the rivers are going to exceed flood stage and that it's going to get worse. So it's weird because it's like this curse. It's like a blessing and then a curse because of the drought. But the potential disaster, if it melts all at once, that's the worry. I mean, look, Yosemite has had problems. People haven't been able to go back to Yosemite, parts of Yosemite. And then you've got agricultural communities, farms, that are at risk for flooding. And you look at the California reservoirs replenished because of the rains. And that's sort of that yin and yang thing. But now the hot weather and the snow melting too fast really puts a lot of people in the path of something terrible. Luckily, the heat wave is supposed to be short-lived. Because that's what you want, right? It's fine, you want the melt, but you just want normal river flows, or even if it's a little bit higher, but you don't want that flooding. So much of Yosemite National Park has had to be closed off. The eastern part of the park closes on Friday night and doesn't reopen before next Wednesday at the earliest. I mean, Merced is already at 8 feet. 10 is considered flood stage. And they're predicting it could get as high as 13 over the weekend. And you can already see it. There's some roadways and meadows that are already filled up. So buildings could get cut off, sewage systems knocked out, roadways impassable. Yay. The give and take. So the excitement of the possibility of not being in the drought, then the drought going away. But, you know, you're talking about billions of dollars in agricultural products that'll be lost or could be lost, let's hope not, to flooding. And the Central Valley has like 2 million people. So that's not the natural flooding patterns. It's the unnatural. So it's worrisome in what we're seeing because of this enormous Tulare Lake, which is freshwater in Central California, largest west of the Mississippi River. I've been there many times, been by there many times when I lived in California. It's larger than Lake Tahoe. And a lot of people settled there because they were farming. They were irrigating crops. And the lake has been dry. So now with the snow, that's the positive side. But again, we go back to flooding. I mean, more than 100 square miles are flooded, more expected to flood. And then here's the thing. It might not drain, not for a few days, for a year or more because of the amount of water on the ground. That's the scary part, too. So more flooding to come. Wow. Bat in the hatches, as they say. Meet you on the flip side.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. New Biden administration pollution regulations released last week will make it more expensive for energy companies to keep burning coal. The climate rule will require power companies to cut carbon dioxide emissions from coal power plants by 90% if they intend to operate past 2039. The EPA also issued separate regulations governing coal plants' hazardous air pollution, wastewater, and toxic ash waste. Altogether, those rules are widely expected to accelerate coal-fired power plant retirements if the regulations survive their inevitable court challenges. Gas prices have risen slightly as the weekend approached. According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular is $3.66, up 1 cent from yesterday. Drivers are paying 13 cents more than they were a week ago, with the lowest pump prices in Mississippi at $3.08 a gallon. USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the show here on America Tonight and in our author's corner, because he writes and he writes and he writes, and he's so sharp. This book is a really different turn from some of the others that he's written. It's called CF, And this is a man who we've introduced you to, as I've said before, we've had conversations. He retired from an engineering career that spanned over 50 years, and he also spent time at a place that I loved, and I just realized this about him. He worked at the Franklin Institute in Philadelphia. That was the first museum I ever went to, and I can remember walking through the heart. So he definitely has a penchant for writing and so many other things as well. He's produced 58 publications in technical literature. Wow. And, of course, on and on when it comes to books. Wilbur, thanks for coming on.
Okay, I'm happy to.
So tell us about CF and what the novel's about.
Okay. I had a grandniece who had cystic fibrosis. That's what CF stands for. And as she was a little girl, we got along very well. And her parents were noted microbiologists, and they always were at a university where they did research work and taught courses. When I knew Barbara, she was at the Cornell University. And then the parents, mindful of the needs of her daughter, would move to different universities, being closer to hospitals and medical facilities. So they went to Iowa, and then they ended up in the University of Washington in Seattle. Now, we separated. I went my way, and they went their way. So, and I didn't see Barbara for some 30 years. And then all of a sudden, on Facebook, who shows up but Barbara? Oh, it was, I would say it was almost a miracle. So we got together again, and we were communicating via the Internet, and everything was going along fine. Then I heard she fell off her bicycle. And she was having, she hurt some of her bones, and she was recuperating, but she was getting headaches. And then one day she had a tremendous headache, and that did her in. And it was like God giveth and taketh away. And it hurt very much.
Mm.
So I decided to write a book about CF, and I dedicated it to Barbara. And the book is about a girl called Nancy who had CF. And her mother, Marie, took care of her and watched her very carefully. And her father was very aloof, and he could hardly believe that he had a child that was sick. So, actually, her father never did anything with her, and eventually the parents divorced. Anyway, Nancy tried to go to school, but she had a coughing spell that almost did her in. So she had to be tutored. And she was tutored by one of the retired teachers. And they got along very well. But the teacher, Mrs. Austin, recognized that Nancy had a very good talent for writing. And Nancy did some writing for the CF publications, and then she was noted. She did so well that the newspapers asked her to write some articles, and lo and behold, she became syndicated with many newspapers. And her mission was world what it was like to have cystic fibrosis. And she did this, and after a while she wrote a book about it, which was very popular. And then all of a sudden, she got a lot of articles being sent by other people with cystic fibrosis. So she had a whole bunch of articles, and some of them were very good. So she formed a magazine, and it was called the CF Magazine. And the writers of the CF Magazine were all people who had CF. And then, well, she had the syndicated newspapers, she had a book, she had a magazine. The one thing that was missing was a movie. So she wrote a screenplay, which was accepted, and the movie was produced, and it was nominated for Best Picture. It didn't win, but it did entice many people to go to the movies. And all her work was so good that there were many contributions made to the cystic fibrosis organizations. And and as time went on, I forgot to tell you that along the way, she had a lung implant, which was a very difficult operation. So she did a lot of things, and a lot of good things. And then, as most CF people do, she did pass away, and she was quite young when she did it. So I ended the book with a poem, which I will read to you now. We mostly are born free of strife, but some are born with an overhead knife. Can they overcome the vicissitudes of living? Many can, and make contributions that are fulfilling. I speak of the CF people who must fight to survive. Their organs need medications that researchers derive. Lungs are subjected to harmful abuse. There's no way to retreat and call a truce. Mucus is hard and sticky and passes it blocks. Vibrate the body to loosen the mucus before it locks. But wait, a solution prevents the mucus catastrophe? Trikafta medications loosens the mucus and makes it lubrication free. Sooner or later, a lung transplant comes into view. A rigorous operation, very hard to construe. Perhaps it adds years to life, but you must fight your own system immune. No matter what, you're captured in the CF cocoon. Nancy demonstrated to the world what CF life was like. She did well and deserves a credit spike. However, she is gone after shortened years, and one cannot help the saddened tears. Now, the one good thing about CF research is the development of the triple drug called Trikafta. And what Trikafta does, it goes after the mucus that is very damaging, and it reduces it
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome Suzanne Scheidecker-Cook, her book, A Mentor at Your Fingertips. Boy, this is something I think that is so necessary. She and I had a wonderful off-air conversation about what is lacking, and she talks about in her book that mentoring is her passion, and that, you know, she's got these tips for success, and that it's reader-friendly, and it's a book that you can pick up and read, really, I think, at any point, and it's something that I did. So, Suzanne, thanks for coming on, and what was your motivation to, I need to put this together and get it out in the world?
Well, first, I'm very honored to be a guest on your show, and then to answer your question, I have worked my whole career in very conservative, male-dominated industries, and the rules are different, and there's a lot of folks out there that, I don't want to say pose, but, you know, they put themselves as career experts, and maybe in their particular field they are, but for the conservative industries like banking, the government, transportation, construction, the rules are much stricter. So I got tired of yelling at the TV and the computer screen, and I decided to take a positive step and write my experiences down for people who don't actually have, who aren't blessed to actually have a mentor in the workplace.
And you talk about, like, very in the very beginning, you talk about, you know, with the workplace, that the ground rules. And you have a quote. You say, people may doubt what you say, but they will always believe what you do. And you say there's an unspoken code of conduct in business, which you call the ground rules. And you list the rules, and it's really easy to go through the rules. Give us what you think is one of the most important, because obviously, there are a lot of rules. You have 12 altogether. But pick out one and tell us about that that's in the book.
I think that the follow-through and then my last one, the determination and perseverance, I think those are the most important, and keeping your sense of humor. There's just going to be times that things are falling apart. And instead of jumping down everybody's throat or picking somebody apart that isn't productive to being part of the team or to making it work, keeping your sense of humor and a positive outlook, I think, goes a long way in just your personal life and also your professional life.
Yeah, and in that last ground rule, too, you talk about, as you said, how important it is. You talk about that we live in an impatient age where we are encouraged to have it now and everything seems to move at the speed of light. Boy, isn't that true. I mean, really fast, especially now when you look at technology. So how did you break the book down? How did you organize the book so it would be easy, like you say, a mentor at your fingertips?
Well, it's actually about 2 years of work of my life. I would write in the evenings and on the weekends. And then when I would start reading it, and throughout the book, I ask and I advise others to have somebody that you trust, you know, read your work. And there was a lot of don't, and I wanted it to have a positive tone. So I just sat down after I wrote my first draft and decided, okay, well, what comes first? And I thought, well, the ground rules come first, and why I wrote the book. And then it's very important if you're selling yourself and just to get ahead, you need to know what your goals are. And a lot of people, they don't set their own personal goals. And also, too, a lot of people, especially those that go to business school, they're familiar with a SWOT analysis, but they don't take personal stock of their own strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and how that would apply to their personal and professional life, which I feel are very important. So I just sat it down and what I thought the order was and what my mentors, because I've been very blessed throughout my life to have some really terrific mentors, what they taught me and the order they taught me in. And so that's how I laid out the book.
Yes, SWOT analysis is so important. That was a game changer for me. It changed my life by doing that. And you talk about the strengths and the weaknesses and the opportunities and the threats. And you have this at the end of what I'll call chapters, where you say challenge yourself and you list questions and you prompt people that read the book to do it. Is that also part of your thinking, like, hey, let's take some action?
Yes, I think it's really important. My whole life I've practiced music or, you know, played musical instruments. And so that's part of, you know, music. You learn it, but then you have to put it into practice and you have to challenge yourself, especially on the difficult parts of the music. But also my mentors too, I've been very blessed. They would challenge me. So they would give me something that made me put it into practice.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, I'm going to do that and challenge folks who read it so they will get motivated and see, you know, something for them to put it into practice to learn.
Yeah. And again, the name of the book is A Mentor at Your Fingertips. Suzanne Scheidecker-Cook, we're speaking with her right now. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. People always ask me this question, and like you, I've been very fortunate to have mentors. People ask me, well, how do I get a mentor? How do I find a mentor? And I think that's the idea partially, too, of your book. Okay, you don't have one. Here you go. That's why A Mentor at Your Fingertips. But how would you answer that question when someone says, well, then how can I also get a mentor?
I think that working hard and taking the extra step, it sets you apart from others. So those in the chain of command notice you more. And that's different than people can spot it when you're doing it for the right reason. And then volunteering. Like, a lot of people will roll their eyes when your boss asks, well, who would like to help out with a Christmas party or the team baseball game or whatever it is. And a lot of people will roll their eyes. But volunteering for this type of activities, one, again, it sets you apart. But also, too, you get to know people from other parts of your organization, and you're not just a name on a roster. People will say, oh, I've worked with him or her. You know, they're a really great person. They have a sense of humor, or boy, do they work hard, or something like that. So then you get known in the organization. But again, I caution people, anybody who's been around for a while, they know there's a saying that I really like. If you do the right thing for the wrong reason, it's still the wrong thing to do. So I think you have to be motivated to do the right thing in the workplace.
Yeah. For you, what was the biggest challenge about doing the book?
I guess keeping the tone positive, and then also being very candid about, like, the dress code. Interviewers won't tell you, well, gee, gosh, she wore a miniskirt, and that doesn't go in our environment. They're afraid of getting sued. They're not going to say, I'm sorry, we don't wear 4-inch heels in this environment. So things like that with the dress code was really hard, because there's a lot of the looks that on a personal level, I love, you know, like the handkerchief hem, and I think some of the looks are very pretty, again, but outside of work, not in a conservative environment. So I think throughout the challenge for me was to keep the tone positive, to really think about the personal challenges at the end of each chapter, and also starting each chapter with a quote, to make each chapter a standalone, where you can just read any chapter. You don't have to read the whole book if you don't want to. And just being honest about the way it is, especially for women in conservative environments, because folks will say, well, no, that doesn't matter anymore. But having and still being a woman, because a lot of times I'm the only woman in a room full of men, yes, things haven't changed that much. But I think it's very important. Again, there's a difference between inspiring people, which I think is very important. But when you're a mentor to somebody, I think there's a candidness in the relationship, which is sometimes hard to take. So yeah. I think that was my challenge to do that.
We have just a couple of minutes left. So last question, what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Then I hope that it achieves my goal of helping them get to the next step and putting them in a position where they do get blessed to have a real-life mentor. But in the meantime, that my book will help them move along in their career and also help them on a personal level, too.
Yeah, perfect place to end this. A Mentor at Your Fingertips, Suzanne Scheidecker-Cook. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Kate.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.